says we have to be polite to her dates.
And we will, if he makes it to the door.
Mom available.
Problem is, she's just too pretty.
That just makes our job a whole lot tougher.
Sometimes, I feel sorry for her.
Well, I feel sorry for the next sucker who tries to put the moves on her.
Mr. Persons, my man, what you got? Got that new car smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This pup is missing one thing. Back. Welcome to the big league, Satch. Let's make it happen.
Ooh, wait! Look at this ride. Parchment leather with the satin nickel trim.
Mm-hmm. Look out, ladies. Here we come. Holla.
You wanna go and take a ride with me in the dream? You wanna go home with the goldies? All right. Ride in the
dips. Hey, hey, hey.
You wanna go and take a ride with me in the dream? You wanna go home with the goldies?
Uh-uh. Yeah, it's perfect. How's it going, man?
How's it look?
In the club on a late night, feeling right, looking, trying to spot something real nice. Looking for a little shorty, I know this all that I can take home. I like the way you brush your hair, and I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like
the way you fool, nice. Now you wanna stick her dog on you.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we dream in the floor with the goatees. Oh, my. Somebody front act, don't know how to act. Without vouchers on the boosters, bringing nothing back. You should put an impact. Shopping with the sky's the limit, and them haters
what?
Get the best.
You want some of this? Huh? Huh? You want a piece of me?
Pounds of respect.
Yeah. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Take it for a spin?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Man, what did that unit set you back?
Huh. I got a good deal on it.
Yeah, right. Your payments probably cost more than my car.
Marty, my shoes cost more than your car.
Oh, look, Nick. Here come your favorite customers.
Hey, mister. You got any Yu-Gi-Oh?
What you think?
You got any Dragmo DT?
Look, you come in here every day asking the same questions. We ain't got no Pokemon, no Digimon, no Buffy, no SpongeBob, no Beanie Babies, and no Shoplifters. Now get, both of y'all, get!
Oh.
You better get out of here.
No, you really got away with kids.
They're like cockroaches, except you can't squish them. You gonna clean that?
I don't do windows.
Why? That'll dry. People wanna know why I hate kids.
Mm.
matter with you?
I think I'm in love.
Love? What do you mean, love? Oh, yeah, that's the new girl from the party planning place. Yikes.
She's so fine. Man, I got to get with that.
Whoa. She's a divorcee, man. That's way too much baggage for a guy like you.
Don't be so quick to judge people, man.
Well, this isn't the Nick the Quick that I know.
Hey, I had broccoli yesterday.
So?
Sometimes you got to try something new, my friend. Look in line.
What happened?
Oh, man, she's a breeder. Two of them.
Two kids in a broken down car. I mean, what's next? You gonna ask her mama to move in with us?
Oh, I'm so happy to see you. I've been standing out here forever.
You know what? This might not be a good idea because we got rain, electricity.
Oh, but I sure do appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, you look so familiar. Have we met before?
Well, I'm Nick. I work right across the street from you.
Oh, that's right. You're the guy that owns that cute little toy store.
Fine Sports Collectibles.
Oh. Fine Sports Collectibles.
I'll hook this up for you.
I think my car hates me. Oh, but Nick, this is a nice ride.
You like this, huh?
Yeah.
You know, look, it even heats the undercarriage.
Woo, I like it.
Woo, I like it.
Remember the score. One player, two kids, and holy moly.
Oh, that is so cool. That's a Satchel Paige bobblehead. That's when he played for the Monarchs.
What? A woman that knows a little something about Satchel?
He was my daddy's idol. He pitched for 5 decades, including 3 shutout innings for the Royals at the age of 59.
Well, you know, my man Satch used to have a saying. Age is a question of mind over matter.
If you don't mind, it don't matter. You know that? Oh, this is Suzanne.
Hubba, hubba. Now that's a woman. Plenty of smarts, easy on the eyes, and can quote my stats. I don't care if she got 100 kids. I like her. All we gotta do is lose the small fries. Now, I'm not saying drop them in the shark tank, nah. But there's nothing kids like more than military school.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Excuse me?
Oh, I don't mind. You know, if you need a lift, I'll give you a ride.
Oh, okay.
Smooth, Vic.
Here's how I think that we're going to make our move. First, you lean over and pretend like you're going to help her with a seatbelt. Then with your free hand, put your arm around her shoulder.
Hey! Let me out! How am I going to wave you home if I can't see the plane?
I'm a Hall of Famer. How about showing a little respect?
And that's my story. So what about you, Nick? Are you local?
Black man from Oregon?
Right.
No, I'm from St. Louis.
Oh.
I actually moved out here to play AAA ball with the Beavers, but ended up hurting my shoulder and kind of ended my career.
Oh, you threw your arm out pitching.
Well, not exactly. I tore my rotator cuff lifting my big screen TV out of a U-Haul.
That's really sad.
I know. Good thing they got athlete's insurance in case you do something stupid. So, you know, I was wondering if maybe you'd consider if you wasn't busy.
Going on out here?
Mom, where have you been? This Mabel burned out dinner and fell asleep and just keeps farting.
Kevin and Lindsay, this is Mr. Persons. He was nice enough to give me a ride home.
What's he want? A reward?
You know what? I really better get out of here.
Smart. Hey, Nick. I don't mean to be a pest, but I was just wondering if you could give me a ride to work tomorrow.
Of course.
Oh, great. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Mom, where have you been? Do you know what time it is?
Excuse me, I'm the mother. Get in the house. Get in the house.
Don't you have an invite?
Get in the house. Go.
So much for helping me these past couple days. You are so sweet.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, does this seem right to you?
I don't know. I don't need food unless it has an expiration date on it.
Nick, you are funny. You eat worse than my 7-year-old son. You kind of dress like him, too.
What's wrong with that?
And do you know I have never seen you without a hat?
You don't need to see me without my hat.
Oh, come on, Nick. Let me see. What do you have under there?
What you mean?
Come on,
Nick. Shut up, girl. Get back. Hold on.
Get back. Give me that.
Ow!
Don't move. There. Nick, wait.
To my apartment?
No, I can't. I've thought about it. I really have. But let's be realistic. I'm a single mom.
No. You're a sexy mom.
Do you know, this whole time we've been hanging out, you've never once asked me about my kids.
How they doing?
I bet you don't even remember their names.
Rudy and Theo?
Nick. I think we should just be friends.
Next point, win. Let's go.
All right, hold on to your earrings there, yeah, okay? Because I'm going to embarrass you. And when I do, it's going to hurt because I love you like a brother.
Ow,
hey, that's a foul. You hit my head.
Come on, man. You hit my head. No, I didn't. Oh, no.
Bye-bye. Get off of me, Lurch. That was a moving kick. Come on, let's run it again. Same teams. Come on.
Nah.
I gotta go, y'all.
What do you mean you gotta go? We're tied. Somebody has to lose. It's the American way.
Hey, somebody did lose. And you already know I gotta go do that thing.
What the? What?
You know, I gotta take Suzanne to the airport.
Take Suzanne to the airport in the morning? Wow! You are stuck in the friend zone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. Please listen to me. We've been friends a very, very long time, and I'm telling you. You gotta dump this girl.
What you mean, dump her? We're not even going out.
That's the point, Nick. Whatever it is you don't have going on, it has got to end.
Okay. For all those who listen to this clown, Nick Persons will never be in the friend zone. Understand that and believe that.
Friend zone. Friend zone. Friend zone.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Go.
Nick, thank you so much. You are such a great friend.
The friend zone is for losers only. Please unload your friend and get on with your life.
Well, wish me luck.
Good luck.
Thanks for everything, Nick.
Suzanne, can I talk to you real quick?
Sure.
You know what we got going? I mean, we kind of don't really have something.
Oh.
I mean, I don't really know what to call this, but it's kind of...
This is Suzanne. Yes, Frank. Just one second. Well, when did that happen? Well, actually, I'm already at the airport.
Hey, you can't park here.
I know, but my friend's just making a call. She'll be off the phone in a second.
Gonna be an expensive call.
But I'm standing right here.
Yeah, that's why you're getting a ticket.
They're expecting to spend New Year's Eve with you.
Oh, don't even go there with me, Frank. You haven't spent 5 minutes with your kids since Labor Day. Frank, you know what? I am so sick of this. Hello?
You know what? That lady's got enough problems.
I'm not going.
What's the matter?
My ex is sick and he's not going to pick up the kids.
What about the babysitter?
Miss Mabel's leaving for Las Vegas with her church group.
Oh, no.
You know, my kids miss him so much and all he ever does is pull the rug out right from under them. I'm going to lose my job.
What if I bring him?
Come on, Nick. I couldn't ask you to do that. That's too much.
Why not? Look, it's no big deal. Serious.
Really?
Positive.
Are you sure?
I want to help you on this.
Nick, this is huge. Thank you so much. Oh, you are a lifesaver. Okay, so I'll get the 3 tickets, and as soon as you guys land, just call me.
Oh, no, I meant that I'll drop them off at the airport.
Oh, no, you can't expect the kids to travel alone, Nick. Kevin's got asthma, that recycled air in the plane. I mean, yeah.
But it'll be fine. Kids fly all the time. It should be nothing. I'll make sure they get on the plane. You know, they'll get milk and cookies, little plastic wings, get a chance to meet the pilot. You know, it'll be real cool. Especially with me sitting right there next to him, making sure everything's all right.
Oh, how could I ever repay you?
Now, obviously, you don't care that she's using you, but ask yourself this. Would you trust a woman who would trust you with her kids? I'm tempted to call Child Services right now.
Uncle Nick loves kids.
Big lummox. Might as well just put myself on eBay.
Hello. I'm here to pick up the kids.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
What you wasting your time with Miss Suzanne for?
Excuse me?
You come with me.
Miss Mabel take you on a guided tour of the Sin City.
Oh, God. Excuse me.
Hello? Somebody? Who wants to go to Vancouver?
Mom says that we should be polite.
Now, kids, I know you're disappointed about your father, but you're going to have fun. Aren't you?
Yes, Miss Mabel.
Hey, did you bring us a gift?
Yeah, Mom's man friends always bring us presents. Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. Kind of guy you think I am. Uncle Nick loves kids. As a matter of fact, look. Bam. Dr. Munchie's pizza coupon. You get a free liter of soda with any purchase of a large pepperoni.
What's a liter?
Oh, yeah. And for you, bye-ya. Look at that. Corkscrew.
Cool. Hey, he's got a knife.
You can't give him that.
Shut up. Make me. I don't make trash. I bury it.
Well, I'll bury my finger.
Say it. Ha. Huh. You're too scared to say it.
Be quiet, you paranoid dunce.
Stop it.
Hey, want to learn some Chinese?
Sure, what you got?
Sensei says the first one is always a decoy.
Stop, guys! That's my speech! Stop!
They go eat you alive.
Hey, watch the paint. Hey, once we get in this terminal, I want everybody sticking together. Now be careful opening that door. Man, what?
Sorry, Nick.
Oh, damn! Boy, didn't you hear what I just said?
Ooh, you swore.
You damn right I swore. That's about $400 worth of damage to my new car.
That's twice. Now you have to put $2 in the swear jar.
Yeah, well, he got to put about $400 in my pocket. You got $400 for me, huh? No. And I want it cash. Okay, man. No tears, all right? I don't have to change no diapers out here.
Well, that's real good. Have you ever thought of, like, being a youth pastor or a therapist?
Look, it ain't like I said I was going to take off my belt.
He's going to be releasing safety.
Hey, man.
Little
dude. Yeah. Come here.
Is there a problem here, sir?
This little game we're playing with the kids. Boy, bring your butt back here. Kevin. Boy. Yo. Hey, look. Look, I got money. Check it out. Did that shut you up, huh? Huh? Here you go. $10. Come on. That's right.
Hey, you can't buy us off. Apologize.
No. We're cool. Yeah.
We cool, little mama. Plus, there's enough to go around. Got a 10 spot for you, too.
I do believe I'm older than him.
I can't believe I'm getting hustled by a couple of gangsters. Here. Now hurry up. We can't be late.
So when we go through, they can see our bones and innards? Oh, cool. That's an x-ray.
Wrong answer. It's a metal detector.
Oh, to see if you have any bombs?
Shh. You're not allowed to say bombs here.
Why can't you say bombs?
Shh. Please remove all metal objects, keys, loose change, cell phones, jewelry.
Okay. This might take a minute.
You left Nick's little present in the car, or else you're going to jail.
what?
Sir, can you step to the red line, please?
I'll put everything on the tray.
Please raise your arms to separate your legs.
Just get out of here before I end up in Guantanamo Bay.
Our dad would have never given him a knife.
I'm not your dad.
That's for sure.
All right, let's go. Pick it up. It's actually going to work out better because this train's a lot more fun.
Do you got any snacks?
You mean candy? Uh-uh, no way.
I have to pee.
Can't you wait till we get on the train? It's right there.
I don't think I can wait that long.
Yes, you can. Come on.
He's prone to bladder infections, you know.
Oh. All right, man. Go do your business.
Aren't you coming in with me?
Yeah, but I'm not touching nothing.
All aboard!
Come on. Come on.
I'm coming. Wait! My shoe's untied! Come on.
Come on, Kevin, hurry up. You know what? Let me do it.
No! You have to pull from the first loop. Otherwise, it's too tight at the top.
Okay.
The boy has problems. He won't eat anything orange, steamed, or poached. And what he does eat, they can't touch.
Okay, there you go.
No! Do it again! That doesn't feel right! His socks can't have elastic in them. And he won't use a toothbrush more than 5 days. Shut up! Make one. I want to make another one! No!
Come on! Hold on! Whoa! We haven't exactly left yet. We decided to drive.
It should be much more educational.
Oh, no, Nick. I cannot let you do that. That's way too much trouble.
No. It'll only take a few more hours and gives me a chance to get to know Kevin and Lindsay.
Hey, I'm really impressed. You're very sweet.
Yes, I am.
Well, you sound like you have everything under control. Can I talk to the kids?
Oh, okay. Look, Don't tell them nothing that happened, okay?
He lost our luggage.
What?
Are you guys dating?
No.
No.
Let me talk. We want to go to Dad's.
You cannot go to Dad's right now. You're going with Nick.
Why? Dad's house is in the same direction. Nick could drop us off there on his way not to date you.
Honey, your dad is sick and in bed. Now, if you want me to, I can just quit my job and we'll all go live in a cardboard box.
Whatever. Let him drive.
Nice. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Now look, driving you two gremlins on New Year's Eve for over 300 miles was never on the agenda, okay? We just drove across town and y'all done messed up my door. So now I got to lay down some rules. Rule number one, don't touch the climate control. Rule number two, don't kick the seat. Rule number three, don't play with toys.
Can I play with my pizza coupon?
No sassing me. No eating in the car, no drinking in the car, and no smoking.
I don't smoke.
Good. Don't start on my watch. I don't want y'all to touch the radio. I don't even want you to sniff the new car smell. I want you to sit yourself down on that protective plastic and be seen, not heard. Comprende?
If you're thinking about my mom, you're wasting your time.
I'm not wasting my time because me and your mom, we're just friends.
That's good because mom's still into dad and he's totally into her. And they're getting back together soon.
Whoopee. I'm happy for them.
Or maybe you guys should go out. A couple of dates with you would really make her appreciate dad.
Let's go.
Feel zombie.
Yes.
That game doesn't sound G-rated.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's keeping him occupied.
The boy played Lady Pac-Man at the mall and had nightmares for a week. Give it here, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin!
Kevin, give it to me. What did I say?
It's not yours!
Give it here now!
You're not the boss of me!
Cut it out.
Well, why don't we call Mom and see what she has to say about this?
Fine. You win.
Snitch.
Baby.
Mm.
Big baby.
Mm.
Bigger baby.
Mm.
Giant baby.
Mm.
Enormous baby.
Mm.
Humongous baby.
Mm.
Colossal baby.
Am not.
R2.
Am not.
R2.
Am not.
R2.
Am not.
Okay, okay. You're both acting like a couple of babies.
That's right. Drink your juice, baby.
Hey, no food in the car.
It's not food. It's juice.
Same difference.
Mine!
Hey! See? Oh, y'all think that's funny, huh? Don't you? It's not fun.
Come on, everybody, it's a hamster fest.
Whoa. Nah, one thing you gotta know up in here, that we keep it real. You can believe that.
See you later. We
ain't noisy. What is that?
50 cents.
Well, I'll pay the dollar just to shut up. Do you have any Justin Timberlake or Clay Aiken?
Lord, these kids are ethnically challenged. Do you know you can get shot by playing those kind of CDs in my old neighborhood?
We're not ghetto. We're trying to be ghetto fabulous. Which is fabulous.
Open world.
That's all there is.
Maybe.
hope you will.
What? No, 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 you do not have to pee. Didn't you just go back at the train station?
I tried to go, but there was a man standing next to me, so it just went away.
But look, man, all this open road. You can hold it, I know you can. Just cross your legs.
You should have asked if we had to go before we left.
I did.
No, you asked before we got on the train, not before we left the station. You're supposed to ask for every segment. Everyone knows that.
Evidently not.
I'm not gonna make it. Do you have a bottle?
No.
How about this ashtray?
Kevin, there's no receptacle in this vehicle. Now, look, the exit is about a mile away, and you can hold it.
How far is a mile?
No, 5,000 and some kind of... Look, think of something else. Football, math test, puberty.
Are we there yet?
No.
I'm sure the carpet is absorbent.
Oh, here it comes!
For God's sakes, man! He's gonna make his water in your car! No, he ain't. Bought us some groceries for later. Your mama said you like fruit.
Garlic olives?
Hey, it's a truck stop. That's all they have. You see this? It's because of you guys I gotta do this right here.
You squeezed it, not me.
Ah, it's not coming out. Hit that green button for me, please. Yo, 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 yo.
Hey, hey, it's Marty. What's up, man? How's it going with those stupid little brats you got with you?
Remember this. If the kids hate you, the mama won't date you.
Man, where'd you go? What, are you in a tunnel? Hello?
Okay, all right. Seatbelts. But I gotta go to the bathroom, right? Okay, here we go.
Nick, we already know about you and Mom.
You do?
Of course. She talks about you all the time.
Yeah, Mom's in here. She says you're better looking than Tay Diggs.
Oh, yeah? I am, huh?
Oh, sure. In fact, she told me...
Oh, my gosh. Get his inhaler. He's having an asthma attack.
What? Where is he?
It's in the back. Hurry up. Go.
Go. Oh, I got it.
Good one, Lindsay.
Very funny. Open up.
I knew you were lying. Yeah, we're just friends. Yeah, right. You're just using us to suck up to our mama.
What?
Yeah, you're just a dirty, horny sex man like all the others.
Nasty man. You're nasty bad man.
Look. I tried to do your mama a favor, you little booger.
You probably want to kiss her, don't you?
Look, off the glass. Off the glass. And you, open this door.
You forgot the magic word.
Open this damn door.
Ooh, you just swore again. Lindsay, he just swore again.
So what?
Hey, I'm not playing with you.
You can make us do anything.
Hey, this is my car. You hear me, little girl? This is my car. You bet not. Look at me. I'm serious. I'm not playing with you, little girl. Okay? Now, if you don't open that door before I count to three, somebody gonna get it. One. Two. Three.
Frontier justice.
No. No heat, no talking. You're lucky I'm letting you live.
But
my butt. What I should do, I should pull up on the side of the road, dig a hole, and bury both of you two. That's what I should do. Yeah. 100 years from now, a grizzly bear find your bones and pick his teeth with them. Wouldn't like that, would you? Can't believe you two. Are you crazy?
We have rights.
No, no. You have no rights. Not here. Uh-uh. This is my shit, buddy. I'm the CEO of this SUV. Believe that.
Breaker 2-6. This is Big Al out on Highway 5, mile marker 16. I got two little lambs down here been snatched up by the big bad wolf. I need some backup. Pronto.
10-4, Big Al. Let's squash this bug.
Yeah, no consideration for my life, your life, or my spins. But what do you want? I'm driving here.
This thing hurried.
Idiot. I see slowing down. I don't like this.
Pull over right now! Pull it over!
You better do what he says.
Like hell I will. I've seen those vigilante trucker movies. Well, you can catch my 330 cubic inches of V8 power, sucker. Hold on.
Going through the roof!
think I got me some whiplash.
What was Mom thinking?
I don't know. I like him. He's kind of funny.
Hey, don't get soft. This man is not our daddy. He's the enemy.
Take me down! Take me down!
This is why we don't come to the city.
All I need is four rims and four tires. And I'm gone. I'm out of here. Can you help me?
No, I cannot do it. I told you already, the SUV is too big. You know, listen.
So, look, you smaller ones.
Smaller? Okay. I put on a smaller tire for you.
Good.
Now you come back Tuesday.
What?
Today is New Year's Eve. Time for me to go home. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See? There's Dad's right there. It's about 30 miles away.
I'm not walking 30 miles.
Who said anything about walking?
Oh. But I have to go home. It's New Year's Eve, Dick Clark.
Well, let me just pay you extra.
No, 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 and no.
I can make it worth your while. See what I got? Yao Ming, rookie card.
Oh, I see. So you think that just because I am Chinese, you can get me to do anything? Ooh. Hologram.
Navigator. No!
Kevin! Lindsay! Stop playing because I'm not in the mood!
Jiggly.
Must be your phone. Everything is cool on this end.
Are you going to be here soon?
Sort of. Kind of. Let me call you back in about 10 minutes.
Wait. I want to say hi to the kids.
Oh, okay. She want to talk to you guys to make sure everything is all right.
Hi, Mom! Hey!
Hi, baby. Oh, how are you doing? Are you having fun with the
kids? Come on. Pick the curve.
But just try to make the best of it, okay?
I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Scoot over, I'm coming aboard.
That's a bad idea.
Says who?
That's the guy who put all that junk there.
Oh, snap!
hate horses.
Why take so long? I have to hang Miraval.
You little snotty-nosed runts. You know exactly where you are. You mess with Nick the Quick, baby.
Now's your chance, Nick. Just hit yourself over the head with a brick and say that they were kidnapped.
Shut up.
Sign up.
Happy New Year.
You think Nick's okay?
What are you worried about him for?
I'm not. It's just, maybe we were a little rough.
Oh, please. That Playa got what he deserved.
Get your butts in this horse.
You got $400?
I've been thinking. We should have brought soup or something.
What for?
Because Dad's sick. What is he gonna eat?
He's a dad. I'm sure he has soup.
He must be lonely. Living all by himself.
Look, don't bug him about this. If we want to hook up with Mom, we have to be subtle. Got it?
I got it.
Chocolate cake. It's a little famous.
Mom says I shouldn't have sugar.
What about you? It'll make your mouth all chocolatey.
No, thanks.
Hey, you forgot something. Sorry about what happened today. I really wish you guys didn't have to see that.
He used to look at me like that.
I know, man. When he hugged you, you thought he'd never let you go. They'd make you laugh. Tell you they love you, and then one day they just never come back.
I bet you know all about leaving, don't you, Clay?
You know what, as a matter of fact, I do. But only because the same thing happened to me when I was your age. Yeah, my pops walked out on us, too. It's a shame that anybody can call themselves a father. But listen, he's the failure in this, not you. He's the one that's gonna miss out. And I just hope it don't take you guys as long as it took me to figure that out. Because it's true. You guys are some cool kids. There you go. Come on, let's get out of here.
up, little man?
My dad left. And your dad left? Does that mean I'll end up like you?
I ain't doing too bad. Look, I have blingage.
That's not exactly what I meant. I was watching Oprah, and it was all about how depressed and lonely bachelors like you are.
But I'm not depressed or lonely.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Mom says that if a man is not married by the time he's 35, he's either damaged or gay.
What?
Well, that would explain those earrings. Watch it, sucker!
But you do have intimacy issues, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Look, it's obvious. You need a timeout, and you need a little tickle time. Because all you do is ask a thousand questions, huh? Hey, are you all right? Kevin.
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, except I'm out.
Okay, don't worry about that. We'll get you some more once we get there.
For sure. We can wait. If you want me to die! They're closing! Do something, Nick!
No, wait, hold on. Wait a minute, we need a refill.
Sorry, we're closed. Come back Tuesday.
But I got a sick kid here.
Look, I couldn't help you even if I wanted to. The pharmacist has left for the holiday.
Well, where is he?
He's off duty. And I doubt very much he's going to want some guy interrupting his holiday. Just a second, sir, and I'll draw you up a map.
Hey, Nick, that guy was such a meanie. How'd you get him to do what you wanted?
Oh, that was simple. I just gave him the look. It works every time.
It even worked through glass?
Oh, yeah. See, the look is something I developed when I was a kid. I had somewhat of a reputation, you know?
Surprise, surprise.
I don't want everybody stepping to me, so I give them the look, which told them, back off. That's a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
I wish I could do that.
What, you got somebody bothering you at school or something?
He's an asthmatic in the accelerator program. What do you think?
Try this. It's foolproof. No. Check the lip. Check the lip. Man, do not take my lunch money. Here we go, killer. Come on. Excuse me. I'm looking for the pharmacist.
Dylan? Sure. He's right over there.
That's enough. Stop sliding around. Yo.
Give me that shit.
Yo. Excuse me. Are you the pharmacist?
Not at the moment. Why?
Well, look. I got a kid with me, man. He's got asthma real bad.
Try some steam. That usually helps.
Hey, stop.
Steam?
No. Look, all I need is a refit, okay? And I know you can help. I'm asking you nice.
Mister, I've been married for 38 years. You can't scare me.
Come on, man. You're the pharmacist. I know you took an oath or something.
Not that I can remember. No. Hey, you go over there and behave yourself.
Yeah, get him over there.
You know, folks around here like to barter. You get what you want, I get what I want. One hand washes the other. I scratch your back.
Get to the point. Whoa. You can't cry on me.
Watch the kids.
All of them?
Oh, my word. Pie and cake and brownies and pie?
You said pie twice.
I like pie. Kevin, you know Mom would be upset if we were even thinking about trying any of these. Chocolate.
creamy. Delicious.
Hey, I was going to eat those brownies.
What? Just take those.
No, I want yours.
Take it easy, man.
Sorry.
Try that with somebody my size.
You think we should help him?
I'm getting mad.
After this fight.
That's it. Now I'm counting three. Hey. Okay. Get up. My shoe. Come back here with my shoe.
Karaoke!
What is she doing? I know you can sing that good. Why you didn't say nothing?
Because before, you were the enemy.
You know, can sing. Galactico can sing.
Okay. All right, okay. Put that down. Settle down and put on your seatbelt. Now I know why your mama won't let you have so much sugar.
Pipe her down. You're like some kind of crazy dog. I know you are, but one of mine.
Rover.
Nick, I don't feel so good.
You got anything to drink?
There you go.
Oh,
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. I accidentally spilled the drop on the floor.
Little man, don't even worry about it. There's nothing more that you can do to this car. Is everybody all right?
I feel much better now.
Nick, where are my kids? You were supposed to be here 2 hours ago.
I know, but we had a slight delay at the border.
We're gonna need more paper towels.
Paper towels? What's going on there?
Nothing. We just pulled over for a second to clean out the navigator.
Are you kidding me? It's freezing outside and you've got my kids cleaning your precious car?
Suzanne, it's not like it seems, okay?
Well, it sounds pretty bad from here. Nick, if you're not here by 8 o'clock, you're going to be in big trouble.
Suzanne, I got this.
8 o'clock, Nick.
All right, guys, we got to hustle. Your mom's getting worried.
But it stinks in here.
Hold your breath. What?
Don't move. Maybe it won't kill us.
Oh, man, you scared of that deer? He ain't gonna hurt you. You know they come out of the woods when they get cold. He's probably hungry. Try this. Hey, what I got?
Nick, deers are herbivores.
So what? Everybody loves chocolate chip. Hey, buddy, come on. Cookie. What? He's not gonna hurt you. I'm right here with you. Come on, come on. Come on, slow. Come on, slowly. Don't scare it. Get in there.
What if he's rabid?
There we go. There you go. There you go. See, he's gentle. It's not gonna hurt you. Get in there.
No way. Where's my camera?
I hope you got some nice shots.
Yep.
Now help me find my keys. Come on out of here. If your mama ever asks, don't let her know I know how to hotwire a car, okay?
But you don't know how to do it.
Quiet down out there. Have patience. This should do it.
Come on!
about a year's pay. What did I do? What did I do? Why is this happening to me?
It's you two.
If I didn't volunteer to babysit you two little demons, this wouldn't have never happened. And I still have my car. Go ahead and cry. I don't care.
Okay. All right. Stop the waterworks. All right. Come on. Come on. Come on. Stop crying. Stop crying. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. No, no. Just got a little upset, okay? That's why you buy insurance. All right, let's sit down. Sit down. Come on. Come on, man. Right here. Right here. It's only a car, okay?
We are a lot of trouble. That's why our daddy doesn't want to be with us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Look at me. Don't say that. That's not true.
But we destroyed your navigator.
That? Oh, that's nothing. That's just a material object. It means nothing.
No one would want to spend New Year's with us either.
Who would?
Me. I would. But you know what? Maybe your mother's right. You know. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Look at you two. You're a mess. I keep losing you. Feeding you the wrong stuff. If you were goldfish, you'd be dead.
You know, you're doing okay. This is just your first day.
Yeah, you have to get experience. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, and there's books you can read too.
Thanks. But you know what? If we're not magically standing in front of your mother in the next 30 minutes or so, she'll never talk to me again.
Hey! If it's the bottom of the ninth and you down two runs, do you just quit?
No! You put that ball back on the tee and you keep swinging.
Well, let's keep swinging. Come on. Let's go. Now we gotta figure out how we're gonna get to Vancouver.
Hey! Look! I found your keys, Nick.
What? Just my luck.
Let's get out of here.
Come on.
Right here, baby. Come on now. Yo, 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 yo. Hey! Oh, man, thanks. We're on our way to Vancouver. And I really, really appreciate this.
I couldn't leave these kids sitting out here on the highway. That's why I'm leaving you, you animal!
Wait a minute! Come back here, you hillbilly! Come here! Ah! No, let me in! Hey, yo! Bring me back my kids! Some psycho trucker took my kids, man. We gotta catch him.
We'll hop aboard. I'll help you. All right, to the rescue.
Suzanne, they'll be here any minute. I'm sure they're fine. Now, let's concentrate on the party.
We were completely wrong about Nick.
Yeah, but now we know he's kind and gentle.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, Slim, get in touch.
Get out of
here. Nick, that is a
cow. Kind and gentle, huh?
Go, Nick, I move. This thing wants to build for speed. man. You're driving like an old lady now.
No, no. You watch. Ernst knows how to drive.
Hey, hey,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about, man.
Let him out now. We want to go
again.
Out.
Come on, man. Don't let him push you around. Do it. Do it.
Dad, Bernard, I had enough of this.
Come on, Slim, they're getting away.
It won't turn over.
Can't do anything about it!
I'm sorry!
Oh, it's true. Never cop around when you need one.
What are you doing? Are you crazy?
Look, it's Jimmy Catering. This is Mom's party. Come on. I want some cotton candy. Run, save yourself.
Wait. Wait. Please slow down.
You two are packing trash in mine.
Wait, I'm trying to protect you.
Ah, you're going down, fucker!
And that Nick?
I left him by the ice skating rink.
Now, I need to know what's going on here, and I want the truth.
The truth? I don't think there's time for the truth.
You don't understand. I got permission from his mother to bring him here. Kevin, let me. Kevin! Let me go. He needs his inhaler. Kevin. Kevin.
Oh, no. Come on, Kevin. Come on. Breathe. 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 Come on. Come on, breathe. Kevin! Kevin. Don't you ever scare me like that again. You hear me? Don't you ever do that.
Maybe it won't be so bad to turn out like you after all.
Kevin!
Mommy!
Kevin, honey, come here. Honey, I don't know what Mommy was thinking. I should have just come home. Are you okay?
It's okay, Mom. I'm fine.
Yeah, it's okay. He's fine.
You call this fine? Look at this. This is a catastrophe.
No, Suzanne, you don't understand. I mean, me and the kids...
Nick, please. It's bad enough as it is. I really wanted to believe in you.
Ma'am, did this man have permission to watch your children?
Yes. But it was a mistake and it won't happen again. Come on, you guys.
Suzanne, no.
Mom.
I don't want to hear it. I'm not in the mood to argue. Let's go.
You found me.
Let's go.
Suzanne.
Nick. Listen up. I'm sorry for all the trouble. If you're serious about heading home, I'd be proud to give you a lift.
Appreciate that, Big Al.
I got my truck right up. Oh! Hey, what are you doing, you turkey? You can't tow my truck. Put it down. I'm here. Put it down right now. Officers, I'll direct this man.
Yo, Nick. Excuse me. Hey, Nick, remember me? I'm in there with a mitt stuck to my head. Hey, brother. What are you moping about? You should be celebrating. You finally got rid of that highfalutin woman with that smart-mouthed little girl and that sickly boy. Yes, sir. It's New Year's Eve, and you are free at last.
Time to hit some clubs.
And they got some foxy ladies here. Ooh, did you know Vancouver produces more playmates than any other city in the world? Uh-huh. Let's go, player. I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Ta-ta-ta!
Hey, Nick, do you know what they call a 50-year-old bachelor?
What? Lonely.
Room service.
We didn't order anything, and that's not about to change.
Let me explain, okay? I know you're upset, and you have a right to be. But it's a good reason
Nick,
why all...
They're kids. They don't need reasons and excuses. They need a man. So whatever it is that you have to say, just drop it. I've been down this road before, and I'm not going back. Good night.
Wait.
Just let me say goodbye to the kids.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Please.
Make it quick.
Nick!
Hey! How you guys doing? You all right?
I knew you'd come back. Lizzie didn't think so, but I did.
Well, you know I'm going to be your friend always, right?
Well, Mama's not going to date you anymore. Mm-mm.
Listen, you guys. Up here. Your mother is a very, very wonderful lady. And she's going to be dating guys that are much better than me. So you guys got to stop chasing them off, okay? And stay away from their cars. Unless they're bulletproof.
How do I know we'll ever see you again?
Well, I got something for you. I want you to hold on to my man, Satch. Okay?
That's until I see you again. Alright, gotta get going.
Do you have to?
Yeah, little man, I think so. Look, I got one more thing for you. Go. And for you? Now you have blingage. I love you guys. See you later, okay? Suzanne, I'm sorry about what happened today. I really am. I just want to know if we can still be friends.
Nick, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
Nick. We can't be friends. Because I want to be so much more than just your friend.
What?
Come here. Come here.
Hey!
It's New Year's. Aren't you supposed to kiss her?
I love a happy ending.